So I'm going to go ahead and start at the top here and ask you one more time. When did you really start getting interested in the weather?
Well, for me, you know, unlike a lot of other people that I'm into getting into the weather, you know, it's literally all my memories ever since I was, when you get your first memories at 3, 4, 5, maybe for me it's 4 or 5 years old, I've always been interested in the weather. So it's nothing that sparked or spawned it. It's just in me. I love weather, all things weather, rain, thunderstorms, sunshine, snow is my favorite, but basically it's always been there since I can possibly ever remember.
So what's your favorite season and why?
My favorite season is winter because I love snow, period. Maybe it's because I grew up in Los Angeles where there was never any snow. I love weather. I think it's fascinating, all kinds of weather. But snow, it's just amazing how the weather can all of a sudden produce this white, fluffy flakes that accumulate and affect everything that we do. And I just think that for me, because I love snow, I love winter the best.
Excellent. So what have been the biggest weather events you've ever witnessed or covered?
It would be, you know, the biggest weather events I've experienced would be maybe this past Christmas storm that we just had, which was amazing. They have a white Christmas and they have such a huge snowstorm fall on that holiday. Other big snowstorms like that over the years, and then perhaps the big tornado outbreak May 4th, 2003. When Kansas City was impacted by an EF4 tornado that tracked near the Kansas Speedway and Nebraska Furniture Mart and across the Northland to Liberty, where in William Jewell College, and there was one fatality, that was a huge weather event that sticks to my mind.
Now, do you think this has been the worst winter that we've had in Kansas City for a while, or maybe ever?
Absolutely. I think it's the worst winter we've had in a very long time. There may have been a couple in the late 70s. When it's all said and done in 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be able to look back and then see how it stands statistically. But it may come out with some records for winter. But the way it's lasted for so long and such long stretches below 55 degrees for the whole winter, yes, it is one of the harshest, longest winters Kansas City's had.
Let me ask you this, piggybacking off of the weather and what's been happening lately. I read the article Sunday in the Star about global warming and climate change. What are your thoughts on that? And I know the general consensus was, let's go with the science. How are you feeling about that?
Well, you know, I believe in the science and the facts. I like to look at the facts. It can get so political one way or the other, and I'm not that way, as I said in that article, at all. And, you know, I just look at the facts. I know what I know. And what I've learned is that the Earth has been warming up. It is caused by man, at least partially. And can it change in the next 100 years? Maybe. And that's why we're trying to do something about it. And so that's where I'm at. I'm with 90 to 95% of the scientists out there that look at the facts and what's going to happen from here and what we should do becomes a little more political, becomes a little more, you know, active on what we need to do. But there's a lot of debate on what's going to happen. But for me, there's little debate on what is happening.
Absolutely. So I consistently hear from just people I know and all around the city, you are the most trusted meteorologist in this town. With that said, how does that make you feel?
That makes me smile. It makes me smile big because one of my life goals is to try to convince Kansas City and our viewers and our people that live here that there is a weather forecast that can be counted on. There is a weather forecast that is accurate. We're not 100% accurate. We're forecasting the future. So anybody who tries to forecast the future, it's amazing you can even get it right some of the time. But it makes me smile because that's one of my goals. But I still feel like I have a long way to go because I bump into people all the time that say, oh, yeah, the forecast, no one can get that right, or they can't predict 5 days or 7 days ahead of time. But I'm trying to show that you can, not just 5 and 7 days, but I've got a theory, and you can predict much further in advance, and I'm working on that theory. It's called the LRC.
Excellent. So, for your career aspirations, what are your aspirations? Have you been approached by big entities like the Weather Channel or national outlets? What's the future for Gary?
I've had some approach over the years, not recently, and my goal is to just stay in Kansas City and work here for the rest of my career, and I really don't have any aspirations to do anything else nationally. I have aspirations to go national with my weather pattern theory and show that you can forecast the weather medium and long range and actually get it right. So, besides that though, my career as it is right now, the only goal is to stay here and to satisfy my other short-term goals.
So talk about that a little bit, about this system you have about long-range planning. What's that all about?
It's called the ORC. I've got a very popular weather blog at NBCActionNews.com called the Action Weather Blog. And we've gone from 500 hits a day to 1,000 hits a day. And during this winter, we're up to about 5, 6 to 8,000 hits just on my weather blog a day. So people are coming in and learning about the weather. It's one of my passions to teach about the weather as well. But the bloggers named it the LRC. It stands for Leezex Recurring Cycle. And basically, I've developed a theory, and this is from way back in the 1980s and 90s, when I noticed that there's organization, the chaos in the atmosphere, and a weather pattern that sets up in the fall between October 1st and November 10th cycles and repeats over and over again. So right now, at the end of February, early March, we're in the third cycle of the pattern that's set up in October, and it's going to continue. So once I can tell what that pattern is, then I can use my meteorological expertise and our team of meteorologists to project into the future. And this year is about a 60-day cycle, so what happened in December is repeating now, so it's no shock that it's still snowing, it's still cold, and we're having this consistent winter. And as we go into spring, it's challenging to forecast what's going to happen as it warms up, but that's what my theory is all about. And we can forecast a week, 3 weeks, 6 weeks, even months ahead of time, and amazingly get it right.
Excellent. So I heard you say that you grew up in L.A. Do you ever miss that temperate climate?
No. I don't miss Los Angeles' climate. I'm not going to say I don't miss it entirely because a couple of my favorite winters were in the late 70s when I was 16, 17 years old, and we had these unbelievable winters out there with tremendous rain. I didn't know what snow was hardly at all back then, and those storms that came through Los Angeles in 78 and 79 and 1980 were just tremendous. So I missed that part of it, but culturally, I just love Kansas City, and I went to Oklahoma. I got my degree at the University of Oklahoma back in 1985. I spent 12 years in Oklahoma after spending 18 years in Los Angeles. And Kansas City, to me, is the perfect blend of Los Angeles and Oklahoma. You got a widespread western city, which all three cities are, Los Angeles, Oklahoma City, Kansas City. We're a western town, really. And you've got people that are diverse, and you just have the combination of Oklahoma and Los Angeles and Kansas City. So for me, it was perfect. I love it.
What are your favorite things about Kansas City?
Well, my favorite things, the first things that pop to my mind are our professional sports team. You know, the Chiefs and the Royals, as bad as they have been lately, I hope they get better. I'm a big sports nut. I love sports. And I just would like to see that improve. I just like the people here. I just like it.
Excellent. How did your view on life change after you overcame cancer?
Only a very little bit. I don't define myself as a cancer survivor. I do like to promote that when I go to schools and talk to kids at schools, and when I go and public appearances. I am involved with different agencies associated with the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action, and such like that, and the Save the Save fundraiser for the Kansas City Hope Lodge. I'm the MC of many of these activities. So I am involved. I'm proud and glad to help and tell my story to inspire others that may have gone through the disease or who are going through it to show, here I am a 10-year cancer survivor. It is possible to be cured by cancer. So I believe that I'm cured. Cured. Somebody says you can't have it, there's no cure for cancer. But perhaps there is, because I'm a 10-year cancer survivor, so what else is that? That's a cure. So there are ways, and that's why I'm involved in that. But it doesn't define me. I do appreciate life every day, just by going through life. Life is very difficult for all of us. Every single person out there, it's a struggle to be happy. And so the cancer experience may have enhanced my ability to appreciate that a little bit. But other than that, it defines me.
Speaking of happiness, how are your dogs doing?
Breezy and Stormy are doing fantastic. Stormy is my 9-year-old shepherd, Sheltie mix. And Breezy is my 4-year-old shepherd, mix. She's more closely related to a German shepherd. She looks just like one, but she's just a little bit smaller than one. She's had some issues, but I can't take her to schools and public appearances with her. She has had issues at nipping people. She hasn't nipped at anybody in a couple of years, so that's great. She's probably somewhat grown out of it. She turns to me for advice. But Stormy goes all over the city with me. She follows in Wendy, the weather dog's footsteps from years ago. And I love my dog.
So how many special appearances and events do you think you attend on a regular basis, a weekly basis?
I would say I do about 1-2 per week on average, so about 40 to 50 a year, really, when you add it all up. I used to do a little bit more, but still 40 to 50 public appearances a year.
Excellent. So I noticed on a promo that Conan O'Brien stopped by the station. What was Conan like?
Conan O'Brien was great. I cannot believe what happened to him on NBC. It's really sad. I'm a Conan O'Brien fan. He came in here, he was on the set, we did commercials with him, it was fun, and I wish I could have worked more with him. I just like his energy, he's genuine. He's got an energy sense of humor. I love Conan O'Brien. When he came in here, that was only enhanced. He's definitely an oddball, but that's what makes him so great.
Absolutely. So are you and Elizabeth Alex in good graces?
Yes, Elizabeth and I have been working together now for 11 years.
Excellent.
So we have a fun relationship on the air, and she's really fun to work with, and she's really smart. I think she's the best anchor in town.
Absolutely, yeah, and my wife and I, we always noticed that. She was always like, do they get along? I was like, oh, yeah, I think I always got the sense that you guys were so close. You guys have such a good rapport that your sense of comedy together just blends well, so.
It's a lot of fun working with her. You know, there's some days where she's not in the greatest mood, or maybe there's some days where I'm not in the greatest mood. That's just life in general, but we really do get along.
Excellent. Gary, that's all I got. I appreciate it. You're a class act, and keep up the good work, sir.
All right, if you have any follow-up questions, let me know.
Absolutely. Take care.
Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.